CASA chapters in Northeast Arkansas are in a drastic need for volunteers. CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocates. This organization is seeking volunteers to train for the program. The volunteers then represent children in the court system who are removed from abusive or neglectful homes. The volunteers follow every avenue of the case, conduct interviews, and provide reports for the court to see what is the best situation for children to be placed is. Volunteers serve as the voice of the children in court. Officials say the 2nd, 3rd, and 16th judicial districts, all in Northeast Arkansas, are facing a large shortage of CASA volunteers. CASA volunteers go through extensive training before they take their first cases. They attend 30 hours of required training for the program. Then a training coordinator shows the volunteers how to file reports for the court. Individual caseworkers with agencies appear in court and try to represent dozens of children, which presents challenges for those caseworkers and raises concerns that children may not be best represented in court without a CASA volunteer. Outreach specialist with the Arkansas State CASA Association is Susie Cover and tells why CASA volunteers are needed.
Everyone knows that the person that gets involved right away with these cases is the Department of Human Services worker, and we are all aware of the caseload there. And so the court assigns a CASA volunteer to assist with some of the things that worker does in gathering information, sharing information with each other. The Department of Human Service worker will share information with the CASA volunteer and vice versa. I mean, they all can't be in the same places and talking to everyone all the time, but they all share information about things that they see and they hear with regard to the child. And again, with the goal being just to make the best possible decision on the future of the child.
Cover tells why she believes there is such a shortage in Northeast Arkansas.
I think part of the reason is that it's a rural area, and some of the cities are so far from the courthouses, and a lot of times it's people have not heard that there is a need. And as part of this effort, too, we are going out to meet with every civic organization that we can interest that will invite us. We want to meet with church groups, anyone who is interested in knowing more about what they can do to help.
Ann Cover says less than half of the children that appear in court in Northeast Arkansas have representation through CASA.
What I can tell you is that in each one of these judicial districts, more than 200 children went without a CASA volunteer last year in each district. And the number of CASA volunteers in each district is I can't remember the exact numbers, but they were just double digits. And if you consider, as a CASA volunteer, you usually get just one case because of the commitment involved. So you can see how we need to be recruiting more volunteers.
More information on volunteering for CASA can be found at www.arkansascasa.org or by calling Susie Cover at 870-919-7235.